Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and as always, truly blessed to be with you this morning and to be a child of God. I am so thankful God gave me another day to be with you, to give and to teach his word. But there is no word like our Father's word. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Thanking God. Say every day, Lord God, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm truly blessed to be a child of God. And I pray that you are too, because he gave us a do-over. If you are listening to my voice this morning, you were given a do-over. Today can be better than yesterday. And my yesterday was pretty awesome. Started out early in the morning, as they say, for sunrise service, and it was great. Thank you, Pastor Tyus, for a great message. Pastor Jesse, Pastor Paul, for hospitality. We had breakfast. Thank the hospitality ministry for doing a wonderful breakfast. It was a great day. Service was wonderful. God is good. That's all I can say is God is good. Gave me this morning is this. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Luke 8:11. The seed is the word of God. This word of God is a seed that we plant, that we read, that grows in our spirit, that grows in us to help us to be better than we were yesterday, giving all honor to God. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, your humble servant, thanking you for a do-over. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, as I study, read your word, Lord God. May it be a balm in Gilead to someone's soul, healing their heart, their minds, and their spirits. Lord God, let this word permeate. Those that hear it will hear from you whatever it is that they are seeking, whatever it is that they need. Lord God, they will get it from this word today. We thank you, Lord, for these 5 books of the Bible, which we will complete today. These books of the law written by Moses, Lord God, may they permeate our hearts, minds, and spirits as well, that we will know that the seed is the word, your word, Lord God. Help it to grow in us, and let it be a light on a hill. For those that see us will see you in us. In Jesus' name I pray, believing and trusting and knowing that you are God and that you sit on the throne of our hearts, of our minds, and of our spirits. In the name of our matchless Savior, the resurrected Savior, who went to the cross for our sins, who rose again on the right hand of you, Father, interceding every day, every minute, every hour for each and every one of your children. We thank you today, Lord God. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. And again, it's in the name of our matchless Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, believing, trusting, and knowing that you are my Father and you are always with me. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength and who is the strength of my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thankful, grateful, and blessed. Let's get into our word this morning. We will be finishing up the book of Deuteronomy today, and it has been a journey through the book of the law. It's been a journey, and it's been a great journey, because when you see all that Moses went through to get these stiff-necked, disobedient folks to the doors, to the shores of the Jordan River, to get them through, to get them to, that they are there just about. And then to know that you get them just there, that you can even stick your toe in the Jordan, but you can't go over. You're not going to make it in because you were disobedient. You're not going to make it in because you didn't listen. You did you instead of doing God. And Moses allowed his anger, his frustration, and his, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired of these stiff-necked people, that he didn't make it into the promised land. He got to look over. He got to see it, but he didn't make it in. We don't want to be able to look over and not make it in. Just see the narrow gate and not be able to go through it. We want to be able to make it through to the promised land, to be with the Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful. I'm grateful to be able to freely read the Word of God, because there's some nations where they can't do this. To lift up God, that those that see us see him. We can't be all negative Nellies. We got to be positive. Positive Hollies, as we want to call it. We got to have a heart of compassion and love. So let's get started in this word this morning. And it is, stay with me, y'all, a great word. It's a great word. Y'all know I get giddy for Jesus, and I get giddy for the word of God. I love this word today. And I'm just going to get y'all up all ready for tomorrow, because we are getting ready to go into my favorite book of the Bible. Can y'all say, woo-hoo, thank you, Jesus. I love Joshua. I love this book that we'll be getting into tomorrow. And chapter one is my testimony. It's my book. My ministry that I do, the women's ministry, was based on Joshua chapter one. Birthed it from Joshua chapter one. Named it from Joshua chapter one. So shout out to W Faith Ministry, the women's ministry of the Table of Life, where God sent me to start it. So I am so grateful to these magnificent women of the Table of Life. You ladies rock. Y'all are awesome. They are awesome. That's all I can say is W Faith, y'all are awesome. And I love our fearless leader, our pastor, who called me to do. And now I'm getting emotional because I am so grateful. So thank you, Pastor Jesse, for allowing a little old lady in her little hat and big coat to cry on your shoulder and let you know what God was calling them to do. And I thank you for opening a door for that Joshua word to go forth in ministry. So thank you. So tomorrow, emotional for me, because I love that word. It got me through a lot. So let's get started in our word this morning, because that's why we're here, to move forward in the word of God. And our word is coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 33 to 34, verse 12. We're also coming out of Psalms chapter 40, verses 13 through 17. And Proverbs chapter 13 verses, and we're also coming out of Luke chapter 8 verses 1 through 25. And Luke is where our title is coming from today. So let's get started. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And it says, now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Sir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints from his right hand for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words. Moses commanded a law for us, a heritage of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun when the leaders of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die. Now let his men be few. And this he said to Judah, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him, excuse me, y'all, to his people. Let his hand be set for him, and may you be a help against his enemies. And of Levi, he said, let your Thurman and Urim be with your holy ones, whom you tested at Massah, and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who says to his father and mother, I have not seen them. Nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar. Bless this substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands. Strike the loins of those who rise against him, and of those who hate him, rise not again. Of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, and the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of the wild oxen. Together with them, he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tent. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, but they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and of the treasure in the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed is he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lion and tears the arm and the crown of his head. He provided the first part for himself because a lawgiver's portion was reserved there. He came with the heads of the people. He administered the justice of the Lord and his judgment with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you. Israel shall dwell in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. His heaven shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. Chapter 34 of Deuteronomy. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo from Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, this is the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows his grave to this. No one knows his grave to this day. Why? Because he was buried by God. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, and mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. But since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. In all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all his land, and by all that mighty power, and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of Israel. Deuteronomy. And I have a couple of life lessons. And for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, this year we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, the New King James Version. And within this Bible, there are life lessons, life questions, life answers, and they are commentary from Dr. Stanley. And so the life lesson for this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 33 is the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you. You know, I remember as a kid growing up singing, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on your everlasting arms, We are leaning on God's everlasting arms. And what Dr. Stanley says is, can we have a better friend than one who is infinitely strong and mighty, yet at the same time loving and gentle? Our God tenderly loves us and protects us, yet he defeated all our spiritual enemies, including the devil. Can we say thank you, God? Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 6, life lesson. He buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, but no one knows his grave to this day. And I can tell you, if you watch the History Channel, archaeologists are always out there looking, trying to find the grave of Moses, trying to find everything that they claim they don't believe in, but they're always looking to find it, aren't they? Including the Ark of the Covenant. And it goes on to say, God buried Moses in a grave he kept secret. As great as Moses was, he was only a man, and God did not want anyone to remember him as anything but a man. And let's call it straight. If the grave of Moses was found, you would have people worshiping a grave instead of worshiping our God. They would be worshiping at the grave of Moses and not worshiping God. And we have to be very careful of idolatry. We cannot be idolaters. Don't worship the cross. Worship the Jesus that was on it and ascended. Come on now. We cannot worship things. We worship God. We worship his Son. And we worship them through the Holy Spirit that was left in each and every one of us. All we got to do is ignite it. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit this morning that is in each of us. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let that Holy Spirit light shine. Permeate every space you dwell in. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of God. Psalms chapter 40, verses 13 through 17. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. David was on the run. He prayed. He was a prayer. David was a warrior, but he was a prayer warrior. David prayed all the time. Psalms are mostly prayers of David, where he is having conversations with God. And we got to have prayer time, conversations. It says, he tells him, says, let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, aha, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified, but I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Do not delay, oh my God. Proverbs 13:13-14. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. Hallelujah. God be the glory and the praise this morning. And now we are in our word for today, coming out of Luke chapter 8. And it says this. Now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom he had come, seven demons. And, you know, we have heard Mary called the prostitute. But I understand, you don't know what you would do if you had seven demons in you. You don't know. I don't know if she was a prostitute or not. So far, I haven't found it as I've read the word. I haven't found that it says that demons and that she was a prostitute. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it preached many times. But seven demons would make you do anything. She could have been a prostitute. She could have been a murderer. She could have been any and everything with seven demons. And in this age, a drug addict, who knows what this poor woman could have been doing with seven demons. But Jesus cast them out, and he made her a disciple. She might not have been in the 12, but Mary Magdalene was there. She was at the foot of the cross. She was the first one to see Jesus after he rose from the dead. Mary Magdalene was important, but certain men wanted to write her out of history, but you can't write out somebody important. And Mary Magdalene was important. And one day all her scrolls are going to be found. They're going to be found. Mark my word on that one. Because whatever is hidden will always be revealed. And as we continue, he talks about Joanna, the wife of Chezza, Herod Stewart, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. These were women of power and women of means, and they helped Jesus. They helped his 12 disciples. They helped them be able to do their ministry without wondering where they were going to eat, where they were going to sleep, what they were going to do, because God gave them powerful women to hold them up to. So don't diminish women in the church. You know, those out there that say women can't preach, excuse me for women in the Bible. And as we continue in our study until the end of this year in this book, you will find and you will hear about some powerful women, including the women that are named in Matthew. When five women named, and tomorrow we read about the mother of Perez did not play. She did not play. Don't claim you're going to give me your son because your other two was wicked, when God has already told me I will have children because it's my line to the Savior. She didn't know that, but God did. And what did he do? She had twins. Come on now. She had twins because she was a powerful woman of God and an ancestor of the Savior. Come on. And it goes on to tell us in verse number 4 of Luke chapter 8, and when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, but others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this, and this is our title for this morning. The seed is the word of God. Can I say it again? The seed is the word of God. And when we look at the parable again, and it says, from every city he spoke a parable. A sower sent out to sow his seed, the word of God. And he sowed some, fell wayward. Well, damn, we know this. And the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. You got to study it to show yourself approved. You got to stay in the word for it to grow. And you got to water that word. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. There are those that will try to change the word, vilify the word, beat it down, oh, make it lukewarm, change it, tell you it, that it's not true. But others fell on good ground. The word that we are speaking today, I know it's falling on good ground. Sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. I thank God for all of you that listen to the word of God, that join me Sunday through Friday for a word from God. I thank God for each and every one of you who listen in. Hallelujah. For God's word is true. And it is magnificent. And it goes on to tell us, as Jesus continues speaking, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Understand, the devil don't want you saved. You have folks that come to church, join church, get all filled up, ain't never see them again. The word touched their heart, and then as soon as they walked out the door, the devil came and snatched it away. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. Old friends come, talk about, girl, I don't know why you're trying to go to church. You need to go on and go out with me tonight. We're going to the club. Boo Boo and them are having a fish fry down the street. You know, we going over there because, you know, you're going to get lit up. It's going to be a party over there. Then it goes on to tell us, now the ones that fall among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. No fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Hallelujah. I thank God for my church. I thank God for my pastors. I thank God for the men and women of God that are diligent and work every day, making sure this word stays alive, preaching the gospel, being hospitable. That's the main thing, hospitality. You know, when you can say people, when they talk about your church, the first thing that comes to their mind is that you are hospitable, that you are a church that cares about people, and that you don't mind teaching and preaching the word of God. We are a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, and I say it every Sunday. Make sure you find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church so that word, that seed, can take root and grow in you. And as we continue, it says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. But nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Did you hear that? And we just going to round it up and say, what's done in the dark will come into the light every time. Therefore, take heed how you, for whoever has to him more will be given. And whoever does not have even what he seems to have will be taken from him. When much is given, much is required, family. For all the things that God does for you in abundance, much more will be required of you. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told him by some who said, your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you. You have those that have taken this word and switched it all around, that they were his stepbrothers, that his mother never had any more children, that these were his father's kids. These were Joseph's children, but not Mary's children. That's a lie. I'm just going to call it what it is. That is a lie. Mary had other children. God gave her other children. God gave Joseph other children. But Jesus was the one and only of God. But Mary had a womb that God blessed children, because that is how God does it. And those children eventually worked in the ministry. But at this time, Jesus had to say, but he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. We have been adopted into the family of Christ. As long as we are these that hear the word, that seed grows. That we're not just hearers of the word, that we're doers of the word. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose, rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the wind and the water, and they obey him. Hallelujah. We know who he is. His name is Jesus, and he is our Savior. In Luke chapter 8, verses 2 through 3, life lessons from Dr. Stanley. Certain women provided for him from their substance. Luke came from a culture that largely dismissed or at least downplayed the importance of women, yet he often highlights the contributions of women in the ministry of Jesus. He thus anticipates the message of Galatians 3:28. There is neither law, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And I have what the Bible says, also from Dr. Stanley, that the world would know him. Can I say that again? That the world would know him. These three questions are eternally significant. Who is God? What is he like? Can we know him? The world is filled with religions that claim to give the answers to these questions. However, when you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the truth. God is our Father. He is loving, and he is most certainly knowable through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. What is why you are told in Luke 8:16, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. You have come to know the light of the world, Jesus Christ. You cannot hide that you know him. Rather, you must allow his light to shine through you so that they can also have his light, so they can also accept the salvation he offers. This is what God wants the most for your life, that you would come to have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you would daily grow in your walk with him, that you would live out the plan he has for your life, and that you would tell others about the great gift of salvation. Say hallelujah with Dr. Stanley is preaching this morning. The desire of God's heart is that all people would know him. As 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 4 tells us, God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He died for the sins of everyone in this world, and he desires that everyone be rescued from the grip of sin. Jesus didn't just die for the religious folks, so heavenly minded and no earthly good. He died for each and every one of us. He died for the sinner. He died for the boo-boos them down the street. He died for each and every one of us. He died for all of us. He did not discriminate on whether you were a Muslim or whether you were a Hindu or a Buddhist. As it was preached yesterday, yeah, there's a grave for each and every one of these folks, but there's not a grave for Jesus, because we know he has risen. Hallelujah. All of us. He did not care what you're professing now, because he wants you to get to know him. Hallelujah. But each and every one of these religions know Jesus. They may call him a prophet, but they all know him. And once it gets down into the soul, that nugget gets planted, that seed of the word gets planted, then eventually it's going to grow. And watch it work in the life of every believer. Whether you want to believe in Jesus or not, you will, because he's coming back. And with social media, everybody's going to see him. Hallelujah. Come on now, because he said everyone will see me coming in the clouds. Come on now. And it goes on to tell us God's provision of forgiveness of sin and of eternal life in heaven is offered to every person on earth. God didn't create anyone to be lost for all eternity. So some will choose to be lost through their own stubborn will. For this reason, he sends us to every corner of the earth to share the gospel. Before Jesus left the earth to sit at the right hand of the Father, he left us with a powerful commandment. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We call it the Great Commission, and it is his desire that we spread his gospel across the world until every living soul has heard it. I am in the process. That's what this is about, the Great Commission. Hallelujah. Y'all know I get filled up, and I'm filled up this morning. And we call it the Great Commission. This is what the word says. We got to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we baptize with the word of God. We've got to get the word out that those that hear this word will see and feel who Jesus Christ is. They will know who our Father is. They will know the Holy Spirit. God will enable and empower each of us to witness for him through the Holy Spirit, then we have the incredible opportunity to tell others about the desire of God's heart, to know him and grow in him. So don't hide the light that is in you. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And I'm saying this to all of you this morning. Don't hide the light that is in you. Share it with this lost world that needs it so deep, desperately. Tell them who God is, that he is like, what he is like, and how we can know him. Truly, those will be the best questions you answer all day. Do you know who your daddy is? Yes, I do. I know who my daddy is. And he is God. And he loves me. and he is with me wherever I go. He has told me in his word that he will never leave me and that he will never daddy's word. That's what we have to have, a stand on my daddy's word in our heart. And that is all I have this morning. I have a couple of words from Carolyn's gift today. I am filled up. I am so filled up, family. What a word this morning. What a word. Hallelujah. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Remember that in your heart. Put that in your biblical highlightable. The seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. And our word for yesterday, well, the word for Saturday, yes, good morning. Be grateful for today and never take anything for granted. Life is a blessing. And yesterday, happy Resurrection Sunday, he is risen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm filled up. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, that he that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25, King James Version. He is risen, family. He is not dead. He is alive in you. He is alive in me. He has risen. Thank God he has risen. And for this morning is this. Some doors that God doesn't open for you is nothing more than divine protection. And others, the timing just isn't right yet. Trust him. Have a marvelous family. That is all I have, and I do have a church announcement. There will not be a blog on tomorrow. It just hit me as I was reading God's reminders. I will be an election judge on tomorrow. For my area. So I will not be blogging on tomorrow. We will on Wednesday cover the word for today. The word for tomorrow. We will be in Joshua. And we will do Wednesday and Thursday like we normally would do on a Friday. So tomorrow there will not be a blog. I will be back on Wednesday, and we will be in Joshua. And then on Thursday, where I have a little bit more time, we will be in Proverbs and our New Testament word, which will be a continuation of Luke. We will still be in the book of Luke. So please join me on Wednesday, not tomorrow. There will not be a show on tomorrow. I will be doing my civic duty as an election judge, but I will be back on Wednesday, and we will spend the whole hour in Joshua. And y'all know I'm going to get all giddied up. So I'm just telling you in advance, I love this word. I love the word of God, and I love the book of Joshua, my favorite book in the whole Bible, because in the book of Joshua, they did not fall from God's grace. They stayed and did everything they were supposed to do for God. It was one of those books where it's a lot of war. I won't tell you that it's not. It's lots of war, lots of instruction. But I love the word. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's my prayer every day, that me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I pray that for your house. You will serve the Lord as well. And if there's anybody that has a word that would like to speak, lines are open. And whew, just get excited with me, y'all. For the word of God, the seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. If there's anybody that has a word that God has given you, please call 213-943-3597. If not, this is all we have. And I like to shout out to my sisters in Christ, who, wow, 41 years ago, they became some of my very best friends and my sisters. And that is to Yvette, to Lisa, to Sheila, to Pam, and to Deborah. I thank you. God gave me grace with these five wonderful women who I call my sisters. May God bless you. May God give us another 41 years of sisterhood. And I have a caller.
Good morning.
Your line is open. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
I'm just truly, 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 truly blessed and highly favored by God. Just so grateful and thankful for who Jesus is and what he done for us. And I just wanted to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. For there's no other way unto the Father but unto him. And because he was that living sacrifice for us, we have direct access. We don't have to take and sacrifice animals because he sacrificed his life for us because he loved his Father and his Father loved the world. I just wanted to say that on this morning that I'm grateful that he chose me, hallelujah, to be his kingdom child of the Most High God. I'm grateful.
Amen.
Grateful,
amen.
Thankful. And I reference Jesus on today.
Ooh,
and highly blessed and favored by the glory of God. God bless everyone, and you have a truly blessed, holy-filled day in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's light shine upon you and give you grace. And as we say every morning, family, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of our matchless and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the source of our life, our light, and our strength. And our Father God, because we all know who our Daddy is. And I thank
Amen.
You, Father. I thank you, Daddy God, for shining your light upon each and every one of you by giving us the word of God. Lord God, we thank you for the seed that has been planted in us. And we pray, Lord, that you allow your light to shine, your rain to fall, that we may increase and get your word where it needs to go. And we will water this seed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Family, have a blessed and wonderful day. And Mr. Shannon, as sister, my evangelist friend, I say to you today, let us say it together. It is what?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Love y'all. Be blessed. And join us on Wednesday, church announcement, Wednesday. Because your sister in Christ is doing her civic duty on tomorrow. Have a blessed day and be blessed. And walk in that light and night. Be blessed. It's a wrap.